The person that I'm about to interview here in Fringe Review headquarters at Pavilion Gardens in Brighton is somebody I've interviewed before a couple of years back with a great show called My Friend Lester. And what was lovely about that show is that it was early in its run, and then we just kept finding out it was playing again and again, and it's made its way to London. And as we're going to talk about Camden Fringe as well, there's a bridge to be built, Maria McAteer, between My Friend Lester and your new show, which is called...
One Last Look.
Okay, so three words again. That's interesting. So first, just build us that bridge from My Friend Lester to the new show.
Well, it's quite a different show, actually. My Friend Lester was a sort of jazz musical, whereas this is a thriller, very kind of on the edge of your seat. No music or no singing in this one. It's all about the characters and the writing and the acting, and it's a totally different flavour to My Friend Lester, which was a kind of, well, sad, moving, kind of feel-good love story. This is totally different. The bridge, I suppose. It's a two-hander. It's a two-hander. That's about the only similarity that there is in it.
And so, how have you developed as a performer between then and now?
I wanted to write something that was a little bit more sort of straight acting, without the music and the singing.
And did it put pressure on you? Because when I watched My Friend Lester, that's multitasking, isn't it? You had to sort of tell a story, but there was also a narrative in the music, and there was also you acting and singing.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It was My Friend Lester was more of a storytelling musical drama, whereas this is it's all happening in the moment. It's all happening as you watch it. It's not so much of a storytelling piece. It's more of a straight acting, straight drama.
And what made you decide to make this a two-hander? Was it, oh, it'd be better to have someone else on stage? Was it as simple as that?
Well, no, it's just the story. The story suited two people, actually. It started with me... I got the idea from going to a PTA meeting at my daughter's school. My little daughter started school last September. And I went to my first ever PTA meeting. Not that the play is about the PTA, I just want to warn. I just had this thought that all of these people were in the room together. We all had one thing in common, and that was that we were parents. But nobody knew anything about anybody else. Right. We didn't know anything about these parents, what they were doing, what they did in their lives. We all had this common focus that we had a child starting at school. And I just found that really interesting, just the thought that... You could be sitting beside somebody on the bus, you don't know where they're going, you don't know what they've just done. And that started my mind thinking, and that's how the play came about.
Did the script come easily?
It did. Once I had the idea, I knew where it was going quite quickly.
And then in terms of the actual dialogue then, I mean, has that been drawn from life and things that have actually happened to you, or were you finding you were making that up?
My partner will not be happy with this, but a few of the scenes there are conversations that we've had. I mean, there is a little bit of the kind of conversation. It's very conversational, very very quick dialogue, and it is very kind of normal conversation that men and women have, actually. So a few lines here and there are from normal conversations I've had with my partner.
And then how did the script develop from that very first draft to the one that we're going to see in Camden Fringe?
I was working with a local actor called Hugo Dagenhardt, who I'd worked with. There's an amazing independent company in Hastings, St. Leonard's, called Explore the Arch, which is just established. And a lot of new people moving to the area have been working for that company, and that's where I met Hugo. And we started kind of working and improvising around on the script, and it sort of quickly sort of developed from there.
And then, so were you rewriting a lot?
Not so much, I have to say. It was quite smooth. The idea came out... Sometimes with a good play, it kind of writes itself very quickly. And I felt that this play did actually write itself very quickly. And then with the help of Karen Spicer, our director, who's based in Brighton, a few things were tweaked. We explored a few other areas of the plot. And, it was quite a smooth process.
Did you have to put the singer that is you in the cupboard, or has that set of skills actually helped you in being an actor?
Well, the singer skills are in the cupboard for this play, but I have to say that there is music involved in the play. I don't want to say too much, but there is music involved in the play. I mean, music is so much a part of me and who I am that, and also I feel songs and songs and music really paint a picture for me, and there's certain parts of the story that are actually told by song, although the characters aren't actually singing.
I always ask a slightly tongue-in-cheek question, but how does the writer get on with the actor?
Oh, it's really difficult. I have to kind of take off my writer's head for rehearsal. It's great working with Karen because she sees when my writer's head's going back on again, and tells me, Maria, Maria!
Get out.
Go away. Yeah. Come back, actor Maria. Yeah. It is really difficult because I really have to kind of put the script down, trust Karen, and just kind of work on what I'm doing as the actor.
Yeah. And then in terms of designing that stage, because quite often in fringe festivals there aren't big budgets anyway, so you have to go to that bare minimum and that black box space, but how did you create then that physical version of this script?
Well, it was very much... We performed it first as a little experiment in May in a little theatre called The Garage, which is behind a little pub in St Leonard's. And it's a very, very strange place. The landlord, he kind of stores furniture there. And every time we went in for rehearsal, we weren't quite sure what we were going to find. So we had to constantly work around a new set. But we used what was there. I'm used to working in all different kinds of spaces, and actually I find it quite exciting to work around the space. We used the space, it worked really, really well, and we do have to kind of rejig things a little bit for the Camden Fringe, because we're playing at the Irish Centre and the room is slightly different. It's actually a lot cleaner and a lot slicker than the room that we were playing in before. But that's all part of the process for me. I find that really exciting. Yeah.
And then, no spoilers, but tell us a bit more about the play.
Well, it's really hard. I can't say too much. But basically, it's two colleagues. They're sitting together, waiting for a phone call from another work colleague. And whilst they're waiting, and whilst you're waiting with them, they disclose different things about themselves and about the situation. As they're finding out about the situation and as they're finding out about each other, the audience are too. So I think that's about all I can say about it. But past audience members have said that they were on the edge of the seat and they really didn't know what was happening. Their stomach was in knots. So I hope it'll be the same in Camden.
And as we head towards Camden Fringe, and there's a line called, at one end excited and the other one terrified, where are you along that line?
I'm actually really excited. Because we performed the play before in May, we're quite tight with it. We're both extremely excited about bringing it to a new space. It's a challenge. I'm really excited. We had to ring the police station before we did the play. That's a bit of a spoiler, but I had to inform the police before the Camden police. I've done all that and everything. So there you go. There's another spoiler.
Well, that sounds very intriguing to me too. So Maria McAteer, thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Oh, thank you, Paul.